With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At this time, I'd like to welcome General Manager Ryan Poles. It's absolutely critical that the General Manager and the head coach are aligned on the vision and philosophy for moving the franchise forward. And we believe we have that in Ryan Poles.
We're gonna build through the draft. We're gonna acquire young, fast, and physical football players. We're gonna be selective in free agency, and we're gonna connect evaluation with valuation.
We've made it very clear what we feel about Ryan. He is a world-class leader. He's talented, he's hardworking. He has a transformative thought process, which is critically important.
We're going to solve problems with open communication and candor. And we're going to consistently put players in position to succeed. And the last thing, the most important piece, is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in this morning for David. And we are delighted to welcome in the Bears general manager, Ryan Poles, joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Ryan, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're fired up. I mean, this is what it's all about, getting the chance to talk to you, getting ready for the Bears season, and finally getting to look at your team. There's going to be a big practice tomorrow, obviously, and then Sunday night, national television, will be the unveiling of the first team offense for the first time under Ben Johnson, of the first team defense as well. Everybody's going to play. I think everyone in Chicago is fired up to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, great opportunity. Like you said, that joint practice is going to be the first step and get a team in here that's been, you know, knocking on that Super Bowl door, championship caliber team that's well coached and well prepared. So I think it's going to be a really good test for our team and where we're at. And then, of course, get a look at these guys on game day. So it should be good.
Ryan, great to chat with you. Obviously, I think we have to start with Caleb Williams, and I think everyone's really excited to see him play on Sunday in particular. Where have you seen him improve the most throughout training camp, and how do you hope to see that show up on Sunday night?
Yeah, you can see, you know, for a young quarterback, you can see his progress that he's made throughout training camp and really over the last 2 years. night and day just in terms of the operation. And there's still room to improve. But he's taking ownership of that, being open to being coached hard, and he continues to get better. You know, with young players, it's usually, you know, 2-3 steps forward, maybe a step back, 2-3 steps forward, step back. Kind of that natural progression as we've gone through camp. But I love to see him and continue to improve, you know, with the operation. And he'll have the opportunity to do that here in this first preseason game that he's going to play in.
I'm curious about that, about the play of the starters. And we heard from Ben Johnson yesterday, and he said that that it will be determined how much they play. There were a lot of things involved in that. I'm just curious, you know, coming from Kansas City, where Andy Reid played his starters, they played a lot in the preseason. What is your philosophy versus Ben's philosophy? Do you guys agree on this? How much conversation did it take to help you guys decide when the starters will play? And I could be wrong, but I'm guessing that third preseason game coming on Friday after a Sunday night game, it seems like this may be the debut and the finale.
Dress rehearsal,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Ben and I, we had a lot of discussions about this to start. The one thing I really appreciate about Ben is he's very, very thoughtful. And it's really a part of being a head coach that no one really thinks about when you're putting together the schedule, the workloads, working with sports science. And also your installation process as well. He's been very thoughtful with that and has had a great plan that I absolutely agree with. Obviously wanted to get a high volume of reps for that group last week against Miami as well, plus the pregame, and now be able to roll out and get these guys going in a live situation in the stadium where, you know, you got to get the calls through the headsets, and it's a normal game operation. So, you know, we did have a lot of conversations, and I like the progression. I would not assume that this would be the last one either.
Okay.
I think he's going to take a look and see how practice goes, how the game goes, and kind of determine how we're going to approach the third game. But I think we're still pretty open to how we're going to approach the Kansas City operation as well, because kind of the big challenge over the last few years is when you have that empty space where it used to be a fourth preseason game, I think you have to really look at that differently, because that's a long time between games and between live action. So
yep.
We'll continue to work through that, but I wouldn't make any assumptions on the last game either.
You brought up working with Ben, and obviously you interviewed him and had a big part in getting him here. And I'm just curious, because Mully and I were just joking about it before you came on. You know, you never got to sit in a meeting room with him. You never watched him coach on the field. Like, what has surprised you the most about Ben Johnson, the head coach?
Yeah, I knew the intelligence was very high. I knew from, you know, obviously playing them when he was calling it, that from a scheme situation, like a scheme standpoint, he was very good, gave me vibes of what we had in Kansas City, mm-hmm. and how he was able to get players in positions to be successful, but also to attack pressure points on the opposing defense. So I knew that part was there, had very little questions about that. I think anytime you're hiring someone, it's like, how are they in front of the room? How are they in stressful situations? What's the overall day-to-day operation look like in terms of motivating the guys and then staff? And he's knocked all of those out of the park in front of the room. He's incredible, very thoughtful on how he approaches the team, and the guys respond to it. The intensity has been high. I knew he was an intense guy, but it's sky high, and it's because he cares. The passion level is off the charts. And the guys respond to that really well, which has been really cool to see. And they trust them. We had that padded practice. Everyone was talking about how physical it was. And I told them after, I said, you know what? This tells me that this team trusts you, because not a lot of teams are doing that anymore. Practices aren't that physical, but they believe in you. When you said, hey, we need to do this in order to take the next step to be a physical football team that's going to allow us to win and also be resilient when we get into the season. And they didn't think twice about it. They did it. And that was a huge sign for me.
Ryan, I'm sure you're familiar with this Seth Wickersham book that's coming out, American Kings, about quarterbacks. And Caleb has already addressed some of the stuff with his father and the pre-draft process and whether they were ready to come to Chicago or worried about coming to Chicago, etc. I'm sure you're well familiar with it. There was an element of it that I didn't hear about until recently, which is apparently there's a chapter where Sean Payton talks about the way that he evaluates quarterbacks, and he's looking specifically at Caleb, and he talked about the number of I think he calls them too many completions left on the field. The idea that sometimes with college guys you got to look at the negative plays versus the positive plays. But he said at the time that he was a little bit concerned, a little worried about Caleb's processing speed. Is that a legitimate concern? And just generally speaking, when it comes to processing speed, I mean, for years, I was always taught by people in the NFL that accuracy with quarterbacks is something you really can't learn. You're either accurate or you're not. You can either throw the ball. You can't really get better at it, even if you can improve slightly. But processing speed seems to be something that you can improve on, that you can work at. Is that something you're counting on with the relationship between Ben and Caleb?
Yeah, and that's the time that you put into it as well. I mean, you got to get to the point. And I had all my scouts, and we actually spent time on, not so much processing speed, but instincts, read and react. And we really focused on that for every single position. And we feel like the more reps that you get at it and the more big picture understanding of what you're trying to accomplish within the scheme allows you then to start speeding that up. And the more reps that you get, the more opportunities that you get, you should see that improve. Obviously, you got to put the time in and have that relationship to get the clear understanding. So, yeah, we believe that's definitely part of the evaluation, something that can continue to improve over time. So that'll be interesting. And I tell you what, like, you look across the league, and I know there's historically, you're probably right, but you know, when you see a guy like Josh Allen and his completion percentage and accuracy improve like it did, you know, it gives you hope in development of really everyone on your roster. I mean, I'm looking at Nashawn Wright. I'm looking at Theo, offensive line. We're looking at Dom and Booker. Like, it's been really cool to see this staff lean into these guys and see this growth in a very short period of time. So as long as the work ethic's there, the dedication is there, the passion for the game, and then there's a relationship with the coach where they trust them, I think you can grow in all these different areas.
I'm glad you brought up Theo Benedict, because we got to see him get some reps with the ones yesterday at left tackle. Is he really in the mix in that competition, or was it just sort of an opportunity to, you know, get Ozzie on the right side? How do you view that left tackle competition at this moment?
Yeah, it's still ongoing. And as a staff, I think, you know, I think Dan Rochard spoke recently, but, you know, we're looking for someone to take that position and go out there and play free and get after it. And Theo's earned that. He has excelled since this year. Just seen the growth physically and performance wise. So he's earned really the right to get into that competition. So we're excited to see him get more and more reps at the left spot. And he's shown that he can play a little bit of right, and he's shown he can play guard, which just brings tremendous value. And then Ozzie, we got to also look forward to, you know, the season two. So, you know, wherever this lands, you know, you got to show some versatility to be active on game day and to help us. And I haven't done the study. I'm sure not historically, but over the last few years, we had to be at the very top of the league in terms of the amount of different O-line combinations. I hope that slows down, but we got that. We have everyone ready to go, and they can play both sides in different positions. So really excited to see that play out here. you would hope that it starts to clear itself up here, I would say, over the next week or two.
I'm curious, Ryan, do you feel when you're evaluating offensive linemen that you have an advantage as a former offensive lineman, or does it become more difficult because you know more about that position than anyone, than any other? I mean, is that a burden for you? Is that a plus for you?
No, I would say there's a couple things there. I do think when you play the position, you understand the little details. You can probably pick up on certain things. That's why I love talking to different scouts that play different positions, because they can just pick up on the small things. If it's just the stripe of the helmet, where eyes are going through, you know, a twist, or even a linebacker being able to read and react and trigger. So it's really cool to hear from different people in those positions. I think sometimes the hard thing is we have a super high standard, and you're always looking, you know, for the absolute best. And there's also in between where guys can come in and develop and get better as well. And that takes, you know, some tools and traits, especially coming out of college and even the smaller school. You understand that there's growth and they can get to that point. I would say it's probably more of a positive. And I got a couple guys on staff, you know, some tight end, some O linemen that I feel like we're dialed in pretty good. And it's starting to show up. And I love the way this is set up. Darnell continues to improve, working on his consistency and finish. And then the three guys inside with Jonah and Drew and Joe, it's been a pleasure to watch those three work together, start to gel and communicate. And I think we're going to see that early in our run game. That should get established pretty good this year.
Speaking of the run game, I know everyone, including DeAndre Swift himself, is looking for a better year this year. I wanted to ask you specifically, though, about Kyle Manungai and how fun it's been for you to sort of watch him develop over the course of training camp. A seventh-round draft pick who Ben Johnson said after Family Fest, he's someone that we're going to be able to trust. It's high praise for a seventh-round guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you pair those guys up with Eric Bieniemy, usually good things happen.
Yeah.
Kyle's been doing a really good job. You know, when you watch the tape, you really appreciate the vision, the feel at that position, and then the contact balance and the strength. A lot of times you've seen guys excel and reach their ceiling because of those traits, and that's what he has. Sometimes I think at that position you can over-evaluate, you know, the 40 time. Kyle's a guy that is going to find the right crease. He's going to fall forward. We saw that in that first preseason game. So I'm really excited about him. He surprised me. Even his hands are a lot better than I thought they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Also going to help us in certain situations and checkdowns. And he's a pain. He's a guy that, you know, wear on you throughout the course of the game. And with that rotation, with him and Swift, and we'll see with, you know, Roche and Homer, how they, you know, how that pans out. But should be a pretty cool combination.
Ryan, we really appreciate time. We'll let you go just on the way out. I'm very curious. In previous seasons, we saw you guys, you know, maybe making an extra cut and picking someone up, maybe trying to improve your team through other teams letting guys go at the end of camp. Is that still the case? Do you think that you'll be shopping around and looking? It's always important to improve your team whenever you can. Is that an opportunity that could happen before the start of the season, or do you feel pretty set with this roster?
Yeah. One, I've learned fast. I never feel set with the roster. Things change so fast, injuries or whatever. So we attack it like we did the first year. Our pro staff, including myself, will make calls across the league and just kind of see what's out there, what's available, what the chatter is, and see if that's something that can improve our football team. In terms of the claim process, once you start moving out of the first three slots there in the claim order, it becomes a little bit more difficult, got to be a little bit more selective. Thankfully, the roster's in a much better place than it was the first year when we made all those claims, so it's harder to make this football team.
Right.
We're going to be in a situation now where I think there's probably 57, 58 guys that I really would like, which makes it really hard in terms of making decisions down the stretch. But it's also a positive in terms of how far we've come. So it'll be a little bit harder. The number goes down, you know, as you get your roster set, but we'll always take swings at players that we think can improve our roster. I think you always got to stay aggressive and keep that mindset regardless of where your football team is. So we'll continue to do that.
Great stuff, Ryan. Thank you a ton. Really
appreciate you, Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That is the general manager of the Chicago Bears. That's Ryan Poles. Interesting stuff from him all the way around. I think he's right about that. It's not like they can just claim someone, but they could, you know, pick up someone. You get a good feel for what teams are overloaded at different positions.
Yeah.
Maybe there's someone, maybe there isn't. I don't know that they'll be making moves or not, Ruthie. But, you know, you mentioned the running back position, and I don't want to sound bad. I think they might be a little short at running back. And that has nothing to do with the size of their players. That's not a height issue.
Yeah.
They just might be able to use another one.
Thank you for that. Although they are a smaller
they
group.
They are short.
They are a smaller group.
Yeah, but including the coach.
What I took away from his answer there, I asked him about Kyle.
Yes.
You know, I think for him to say, and I think this is what he meant by it, but for him to say, you know, with Travis and Roshan, we'll see how that shakes out. It's like, okay, Kyle is there. Like, that was like, all right, Kyle's in the mix.
Yes.
Like, Travis and Roshan, it's like, let's see how that plays out.
It's interesting. Interesting answer. Yeah, he had a lot to say.
And Roshan, I think, is behind now with missing time with another injury.
Exactly right. 312-644-6767. It is Mully and Haw with Ruthie Polinsky on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Still ongoing. And as a staff, I think, you know, I think Dan Rochard spoke recently, but, you know, we're looking for someone to take that position.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Ruthie Polinsky, kind enough to sit in this morning. That is the voice of Ryan Poles. And it was very interesting, that answer in particular, because we've discussed this morning how they've used a fourth left tackle now in training camp. And you know, hard not to conclude that you got to number four because the first three didn't claim the position.
Yeah, he said, I want someone to take it. No one's taken it. It's up for grabs.
Yes.
And he said Theo Benedet is someone that's earned an opportunity to compete for that job. And to me, that is just, I mean, when we talked to Biggs at 7 a.m., he basically said, listen, they were trying to get more reps for Ozzy, you know, on the right side. I think it's really interesting that it sounds like this is a real open competition. It's shocking.
Good. That's not good. If you don't have a left tackle, that's not good. If you're trying out, you know, whomever might be in camp, just looking for a body that can take the position, that tells you that you don't have anybody in the position right now. I think that's a real disappointment if you're Braxton Jones. And yet, you know, he referred to what Dan Rochard said. Dan Rochard didn't sound like he was giving a glowing endorsement to Braxton Jones. And in fact, he kind of said that it's got to be better and it's got to get better. I think they're sending that message pretty clearly to Braxton Jones. And, you know, he's heading into a very important season for his career, because if he isn't the starting left tackle here, then how's he going to be a starting left tackle elsewhere when his contract runs up at the end of the year?
Right.
He needs to be playing and he needs to win that job. And I hope he understands the message that's been sent. And again, in fairness to him, he has been injured, and maybe this is just him getting his feet under him and getting back. But I would say tomorrow's going to be a big day for him, and certainly Sunday's game important as well.
100%. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Theo Benedet – it's crazy to say, but how Theo Benedet progresses, because Ozzy – Trapillo started camp really strong. Feels like he sort of tapered off, and Braxton really sort of overtook him in the reps and all those sorts of things. And now to sort of take a step back and throw Theo in there with the ones yesterday, I mean, this is a real thing. This is real.
I can't help but wonder if indeed Theo Benedet is making a move or is good enough or they deem him capable of playing. I can't help but wonder where that leaves Kieran Amagaji, because he's a third round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's a high draft pick. And he's a guy that they draft injured, feeling that he was going, you know, he had all these traits and he was going to eventually be able to compete for this position. I don't think you ever cut a third round draft pick lightly. And I don't think I'm projecting.
Not in year two.
I'm not imagining that's going to happen, but does he need another kind of IR season? Does he need another sort of, do you need to protect him somehow to keep someone from claiming him and then try to develop him as he improves from whatever latest injury there is? And I'm not being mean. I'm just wondering where he's at, because it seems like he's out of the mix at left tackle.
Right, and he was injured. He missed some time during training camp, so that sort of set him back a little bit. But that's a big part of your job, is to be available. And if he wasn't available and the other guys sort of took advantage of their opportunities while he was out. That's a testament to, you know, Ozzy Trabillo and Theo Benedet and Braxton Jones. And it's an indictment on the pick. It's, you can't phrase it any other way than if Kieran Amagaji isn't going to have a role and Theo Benedet is, that,
yeah, that's crazy.
That's not a good look.
Hey, baseball fans, from 7 to 9 tomorrow, head to Coombs Corner in Lockport after the game. We love Ron Coomer, and you can meet him and enjoy Yingling bucket specials and score some Yingling swag. Don't miss the post-game party at Coombs Corner with Yingling, America's oldest brewery, the oldest brewery in America. Pretty good stuff. Love a Ron Coomer. Love our opportunity to talk to him every week, and looking forward to that tomorrow. And we will tease some more trips to the Yingling factory that is Coombs Corner in Lockport.
Have you heard Ozzy, not Trapillo, have you heard Ozzy Guillen try and say Yingling?
No, that must be a fun one.
He just kind of resorted to jiggly jiggly.
Oh, that's so good. I love Ozzy.
It's unbelievable. I filled in for him a couple times this season, which has been fun. And the way Ozzy Guillen makes me giggle, like, not just off the air, but on the air, it's like I should not be allowed to do TV with him, because he's just the funniest.
Oh, he's the best. Love Ozzy.
Love him.
We had a great conversation with him yesterday. Okay, so here we are with the Bears. I mean, things we didn't get to, things we haven't talked about yet. It would appear everybody's going to play. I wonder if it's a wise idea for DeAndre Swift to play even for a brief period in the game on Sunday night, just because running backs take so much abuse and get hurt so often. But it appears everyone's playing.
I think it's a little hard to say all the starters are playing, except for DeAndre Swift. Like,
except
that's
for
just,
the running back.
That's tough. That's a tough call to make, I think. Unless he's injured, you know, he's going to play at least a series.
But I hope and I think not he much more than that. I wouldn't like to see much more than that. And, you know, the other thing with the running back thing is, obviously, they're using DJ Moore a little bit in the backfield, which is very curious to me. I don't know that they're doing that as a way of kind of making up for some of the shortage at running back, but more as a way of getting the ball in the hands of a guy who can be a real playmaker.
Yeah.
I can't help but wonder, as I read everything coming out of practice, and you're up there, if, you know, it seems like that the quarterback's got a really good rapport with Oz, as we like
Oz,
to call him,
Oz. Olamide Zaccheaus.
Thank you. And it feels, and that he's the kid came from Washington. He's a really good slot receiver, and it feels like he's catching everything, and he and the quarterback are getting along. Ditto Roma Dunze. I wonder about DJ Moore. I wonder how close the relationship is with the quarterback and how much he will be, because DJ Moore is arguably your best offensive player. Mm-hmm. And it's just curious. You don't really hear about this great rapport between the would-be best receiver and the starting quarterback.
Molly, you said it, and I think that encapsulates sort of one of the biggest question marks for me this training camp is, where is DJ Moore? I mean, I find myself asking that quite frequently, and, you know, you see him coming out of the backfield, and I think that's, an interesting creative way to get the ball in his hands while also maybe compensating for some of the shortcomings you have in the running back room.
Yep.
I think it's a combination of the two. But with that being said,
don't
you want your number one wide receiver to be your number one wide receiver? He's getting paid to be your number one wide receiver.
And he's got great yak, as we say, yards after the catch. He can do that very well. They got a few guys that
yak
can do
City.
That. OZ can do that. As you like to call him, and maybe
I will say,
Burden can do that. Although, you know, his has been a star-crossed start to his professional career.
When he catches the football, he is dynamic.
Yes.
And he is a route runner, like, very, I think the kids call it, like, crispy. Like, he's a crispy route runner. Like, everything looks good. The issue that I'm getting that I'm picking up on some cues from Ben Johnson is that what does he do when the ball's not in his hands? And is the same effort there? And Ben said it yesterday. He said, that's what we're still working on. And that's what I need to see more of from Luther Burden, because no block, no rock.
Yeah, they have made that apparent, that if you are unwilling to be participating and helping out when other people, it's, you know, it's a good point. It's a really good point that having the team game be the most important part rather than the individual glory. And if you're only going to be able to perform when the ball's coming to you, then you're not going to be the complete player you need to be to really succeed in the NFL.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. No, it's important. I like a lot of what Ben Johnson has been doing and has been saying.
Yeah. It's hard not to. It's
really going to be interesting. And, you know, we have a texter saying, why didn't you ask more about the defense? I think we feel like the defense might be a little bit ahead of the offense right now.
It's definitely, it was on my list.
Yes.
I wish we had, I wish we could have Ryan Poles for 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of questions for him. Yeah. I wanted to ask about the blue end zones. Thought they were so cool.
I do think, though, that, you know, pass rush questions are always welcome and always interesting. And, you know, I would imagine after paying Dio the kind of money they've paid him, that he still feels that, you know, he was close a lot in Indy and he's going to be there when push comes to shove. I think that he's going to be hopeful after paying Montez Sweat a lot more money that he is going to have a bounce back year and he is going to be able to have the kind of impact that he had when he first came here. I think that the improvement in the interior of the line should make them a better and more fortified defensive front. And we'll see how that works out. But I don't really feel like there are a lot. I mean, if you were going to talk to him about anything, you would want to know, like, when exactly did Jalen Johnson get hurt? But we did hear from the coach yesterday that he is on target and he's going to be able to start. And we know that Kyler Gordon is one of these quick twitch athletes that suffers a lot of different kind of twitchy athlete injuries.
Soft tissue.
And he's got a hamstring, and they say that he's week to week, so you feel like he'll be back. But those are guys you really need back. Dustin wanted to know if there was still a hangover effect going on with Tyreek Stevenson after the Washington game a year ago.
They never recovered from that. They, as a team, as a locker room.
Well, but you know what?
Against the Packers, I guess.
Let's talk about that for a second. Why do you think they never recover from that?
Because nothing was done in a disciplinarian type of matter.
Well, I feel like the head coach and his reaction to that particular play and the way that he was in the post game at that point, I think that's where he lost the team. I think if you go back and look at it, if he had come out and said, just said something like, that's unacceptable, we won't have that, we can't have that, and, you know, we will determine when he plays again, but there will be repercussions. Something like that would have maybe sent a different message to the whole locker
room. I think it was a combination of the goofing off from Tyreek Stevenson on that play, Matt Eberflus saying that he should, that the play before the Hail Mary didn't matter. That was
terrible.
That was a moment. And then just even in the days following, just kind of the lack of, okay, I need to be better. Like, I just think that's of all that needed to be said. And
felt like he lost the team there, though, when you look at
I think in hindsight, you're right. Yes.
It's easy with hindsight to go back and say you should have handled that differently. But frankly, I think a lot of us were first guessing that, not second guessing it. That was just the wrong way to handle that to begin with.
Right. And coaches make mistakes. Like,
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
This happens. But it was just sort of the response. And then I think the way the following week, I remember saying that week leading up, I think it was the Arizona game. I was like, this game, Matt, like, don't make that one play.
Yes.
Don't turn that one play into two losses.
Right.
So, like, I think there's.
No, you're so right.
And then for them to get just absolutely run over in that next game, I think that was just really the moment of, you know, you lose trust and belief. And I love what Ryan said to us about, the physicality of his team being like, this team already trusts you. Like that was a that was a cool moment from Ryan.
That's nice. Yeah. That was a nice thing to say, especially, you know, I mean, look, you know, Brian's contract, someone wants to know why we didn't ask him about his contract. His contract's his contract. He's back. He's here. He's not going anywhere. Like, what do you ask the guy? Hey, did you like getting a contract? I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah, he didn't give it to himself.
Did he feel it was close? I don't get that sense. I think that he probably felt he was going to be back, and they probably made sure he was back. And it seems like, again, that he and the head coach are working together, and we'll get a better sense of that and how that will play out as we move forward. But, man, it's a big week. It's a big week for the Bears. It's a big week to set up kind of expectations for the year and for the offense and for the quarterback. I think all those things play in hand together, and it'll be very interesting to see how it all goes. Should be fun.
I'm ready for the season. Like, I hit a wall yesterday in training camp.
It happens. You just get fed up with it.
It's I just need these games.
Yeah, like, okay, we've seen this already. Let's go. Move on. Let's see it. I think you'll be very juiced up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I think Sunday night will be a lot of fun, too. Yeah. And I think we'll be in here talking about it come Monday for sure. No doubt about that. Just good stuff and fun stuff. And we'll be right back. We should let you know that right now, you can be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line. That number is 312-540-0670. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see Roscoe Flats at the United Center. That's on December 6th, 2026. It's February 6th, 2026. So February. Right now, the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line. You'll be making all your plans for the Bears Super Bowl. But 312-540-0670, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see Roscoe Flats February 6th, 2026 at the United Center. We'll be right back. I believe we have nothing better than our guy Marshall Harris and Grody Time. Mark Grody joins him today on The Score.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.